Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Hey, stand by for news and stuff, please. So good to be with you every day at this time. I tell you, my friend, this is the day the Lord hath made. We're to rejoice and be glad in it. Are you excited getting out of bed today? It's amazing. Somehow God has put this in his preacher that every day is an exciting day. Oh, all kinds of things can go wrong. Usually does. Try speaking on the demonic for a while and see what happens in your world. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I think a lot of people do not come to church, and attendance in church is waning every day. They don't come to church. They don't get saved. They don't do any of that stuff, oftentimes because of you and me. I'm going to church. I'm really excited. You ought to be, my friend. If you're saved today, I think that you should stop frequently and think back to that salvation experience. Where were you? What were you doing when God interrupted your world and you realized that Jesus died for you, your sins, and you got saved? It'll change your attitude immediately. As Zig Ziglar used to say, our biggest problem is stinking thinking. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Get the right thoughts. You get that through Bible reading and prayer, my friend, and doing the job that God has put you on this earth for. Do you know what that is? Oh, and remember, I love you. What in the world is going on? A search for the six construction workers who are presumed dead now following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore resumed again this morning as details are emerging about their identities and their families that they leave behind. And we talk about the great loss, etc., but the loss of human life, the loss of a soul. Do these guys go to heaven or hell? One of the missing Bronner Builders employees has been identified by Telemundo, Washington, D.C., as 49-year-old Miguel Luna of El Salvador, whose relatives say he has six children. And again, you never know. In a moment's notice, today, it could be all over for you or me. Oh, these are, every time something like this happens, I think about this. The governor of Maryland had good thoughts, I guess. He said, I spent a good part of yesterday with the families, praying with them, really. Praying for them, really. Praying for their peace. It's a lot of praying, governor. I told them we're going to put every effort, air, land, and sea, for a search and rescue mission yesterday, which we did. And now we are moving into a recovery stage. So, yeah, I say it oftentimes, and you know it's true if you're honest, my friend. Trouble ain't trouble till it hits me. Yeah, you, your family, those that you love. You can read about this stuff, and all the big talk is about opening the channel and getting shipping, all very important. Getting the bridge rebuilt. The fake president said we're going to do it right away. They say it could take years, so trouble at every turn in life. So what first tipped you off that she was out of her mind? Talking about Corinne Jean-Pierre, White House press secretary. She just ended an interview yesterday with a local North Carolina radio station, just walked out. The White House press secretary spoke to 99.3 WBT there in Charlotte, the news director, and about all different things. At one point, she was asked whether Biden has dementia. Well, duh. Stating that a number of people that he told going to do this interview requested that he would absolutely ask that question of Jean-Pierre. She called the question incredibly offensive. Really? Why? And then she called out the news reporter, taking us down that rabbit hole, eh? After defending Biden's record, she said, and by the way, she said that, Biden has done more than most presidents. She didn't clarify that. It's probably meaning he has done more damage than any president. Anyway, after defending Biden's record, she said, and I'm not even going to truly, 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 really, you know, take, why does she keep repeating words? Take the premise of your question. I think it's incredibly insulting. And so we can move on to the next question. Well, this is confusing. Well, the next question he asked about gas and grocery prices. These are all things that are on your mind. And certainly those that are thinking about the upcoming election. How does Mr. Biden win any votes when people don't have as much disposable income? Look, the president understands all this. He grew up middle class, a working class family in Scranton. He gets it. He understands how difficult it is for Americans who are sitting around their kitchen table every month trying to figure out what they're going to pay for and what they're not. You have to remember, when the president walked into this administration, there were so many crises going on. What a buffoon. Where is this woman living in Moronville or what? Of course she is. What are you talking about? Oh, there was a COVID, the pandemic, the economy was in a tailspin because the last administration and what Trump left us with. Now you're asking me about gas prices? The president took action immediately on gas prices. Let's not forget Russia's invasion of Ukraine skyrocketed prices. And because the president took action right away, we see we are in a different place than we were a year ago. Eggs, milk, seafood, all the important groceries. Those costs have all gone down because of this president. I'm telling you, she's got to be living in La La Land. You could have only one response. Where is your gun? So have they gotten to you yet, those Romanian mobsters? What? They're coming after your debit cards with ATM-style skimmers. Now at all the checkouts, that's the warning from authorities. They're coming across the border. Prosecutors in California say the Romanian mafia has given a new look to an old scam, debit card skimming, by placing devices to steal personal information on self-checkout machines, mostly in groceries. In grocery stores? Debit card skimmers have long been a problem for gas stations and ATMs. Now a highly organized network of crooks is branching out across America. They'll have people sitting outside a Walmart or a Target, and it looks like they're panhandling, says Kimberly Eads, Director of Public Affairs for the Orange County District Attorney. Sometimes they'll have a couple of kids, and they're actually using Bluetooth technology that's connected to the skimmers inside the stores. So it's like two for one, getting cash from people, giving them, and stealing the numbers off the skimmers. It is going to be a big, big problem in the days ahead. Surveillance video taken by the El Cajon. Surveillance video obtained by California Police Department shows suspects can place a skimmer over the checkout's credit card, swipe it in just seconds, and they look almost exactly like the real thing. Be ready, America. So it's all kind of coinciding here as Americans observe Ramadan, few Americans, and prepare to celebrate Easter. Do you call it that, or are you one of those real solid fundamentalists that I don't want to use that word? And Passover. I mean, it's all real. Don't misunderstand me. The percentage of adults who report regularly attending religious services remains very low. 3 in 10 say they attend services regularly. Almost every week, 9%, while 11% report attending about once a month, and 56% seldom, 31% never. Among U.S. religious groups, and this is interesting, members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also widely known as the Mormons, are the most observant. 66% attend church weekly or nearly weekly. Protestants, including non-denominational Christians, rank second, with 44% attending regularly, followed by the Muslims, 38%, and it's kind of surprising, Catholics, 33%. Majorities of Jewish, Orthodox, Buddhist, and Hindu Americans say they seldom or never attend a religious service. That's something. Americans with no religious affiliation, including those who say they are atheistic or agnostic, are very unlikely to attend a church service. Well, yeah. Nevertheless, 3% say they attend weekly or nearly weekly. Isn't that something? Gallup measures church attendance and religious affiliation on nearly every U.S. survey it conducts. These results are based on aggregated data from Gallup telephone surveys, etc. So I guess it's supposed to be pretty accurate, but we know it. Attendance is dropping across America. In business news, it seems fair. $20 an hour to work at McDonald's. What? Beginning April 1st, that's what's going to happen in California. $20 per hour and the negatives are already being added up. Of course they are. The Wall Street Journal says, hey, this can't work. Layoffs galore. Last year, two Pizza Hut franchisees holding companies had already filed government notices to lay off all their delivery drivers, impacting more than 1,200 people. Now, customers who order pizza from these restaurants and want it delivered for their house will be forced to use a third-party app out there like DoorDash, Grubhub, etc. So, well, that can't work. Layoffs galore. Increased prices, that's the second problem. The second primary way that restaurant operators will offset the cost is forced payroll increases by raising menu prices. McDonald's, Chipotle, Jack in the Box already committing to raise the price of their food. How much will it go up? Could be as high as 8 to 10%. So how does this work? You're going to get $20 an hour working at McDonald's, and everybody else is going to pay through the nose. A lot of people won't be working. Oh, and of course, the automation thing. That's the third one. Burger King, Jack in the Box, Denny's, all these are just some of the restaurants looking to reduce costs by introducing more technology like robots, you know, self-service kiosks too, automated salsa making machines, just a few ways they're exploring to reduce labor costs. So, oh yeah, give them $50 an hour. See what happens. I'm telling you, sometimes these people seem dumber than a box of rocks. What else is happening? The Supreme Court seems likely to preserve access to abortion pills. In an oral argument yesterday, SCOTUS justices appeared skeptical of the efforts of anti-abortion doctors to curb the access to the widely used abortion medication, mifepristone. Visa and MasterCard agreed to pay $30 billion after nearly a 20-year legal, but 20 years, the credit card behemoth said they'll slightly reduce the 2% fees that they charge retailers every time a consumer uses one of their cards. So nice of them. The Australian WikiLeaks founder, who's being held in the United Kingdom while he awaits extradition to this country on espionage charges, will not be handed over immediately. A UK court ruled giving the US 3 weeks to make assurance that his First Amendment rights would be protected and he would not face the death penalty if they release him. So what's McDonald's up to now? They're going to soon sell 3 of Krispy Kreme's most popular donuts all day at restaurants across this country. They announced that just yesterday. Krispy Kreme, McDonald's. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill banning children under 14 in that state from having their own social media accounts. This is different. The NFL going to play 2 games on Christmas Day this year. That's on a Wednesday. Going to be a reversal of the league's initial stance. How many of you remember this? One of the biggest movies of all time, The Godfather. On this date, 1973, Marlon Brando declined his Best Actor award in protest. Okay. Well, a little time off from Southwest and traveling around the country, I've been catching up. I figure if I keep my current pace up, I should be able to get this all done by the time I hit my 100th birthday. Yesterday, I had the dryer wouldn't spin. Got that Samsung dryer thing, wouldn't spin, and I knew it had to be a belt or something. Oh, I regretted tearing into that. So I did the YouTube thing, and oh, there's a guy did it all perfect. He said, here, this is just so simple. I like those kind of words. Simple, easy. I watched that YouTube thing, and I'm telling you, he tore the thing down to the very base. I must have 400 screws there. I have no idea. I think I'm just going to put this all in the trash and go get another one. Oh, life. Oh, it's great, isn't it? You'll make it if you don't weaken. Don't blink either. Where's my Bible? Get to something I understand a little better here. Right after this important message. Well, we had Palm Sunday coming up this weekend, Easter or Resurrection Sunday. And, you know, things have changed. Checked with the whole family yesterday about who's going to come, and we're going to order some chicken and we always have a big deal here. Found out hardly anyone is coming. Does that happen when you get older? Everybody has their own little things to do, and we're going to spend time with this person's family and that one. And Sorry, Dad, we're not going to be able to. We'll be praying for you and thinking about you. And yeah, things change in life, don't they? There was a time we couldn't keep them away. Now we can't get them here. That, my friend, is called life, just like fixing a dryer. Things do change in the world, don't they? One thing that does not change, our relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you're saved today and you're leaning upon Him, the author and the finisher of your faith, for it is a great way to live and a better way to die. Yep. Keep your eyes on Jesus, my friend. It will all work out for His honor and glory. Well, I thought I'd share a couple of thoughts from our new book coming out, The New America, A Flood of Evil. What has happened to the United States of America? Do you have any idea? Of course you do. The farther you get away from God, the more you see what we see in this country today in every area. You know, it was Woodrow Wilson who said, a nation which does not remember what it was yesterday does not know what it is today, nor what it's trying to do. Who was America yesterday? My mom and dad's America. Grandpa, grandma's America. Abraham Lincoln believed that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord. In 1811, our Supreme Court stated, whatever strikes at the root of Christianity tends to destroy our civil government. They said, what? Whatever strikes at the root of Christianity tends to destroy civil government. That same body later concluded that our laws and our institutions must necessarily be based on and include the teachings of the Redeemer, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, we've come a long way since then, and our past has been essentially forgotten. But it's no accident that we are where we are today in 2024. We did not merely drift, and I've been talking about drifting in the last few weeks. We didn't drift into this place of moral confusion. We've been led there by indifference and cowardice in the face of the enemy. In truth, until the dawn of the 20th century, America collectively believed that she was founded upon Christian principles. But the 1900s brought an onslaught against the faith and has shaken this country to its very foundation, to its core. Reading some things today, do you know only 3 in 10 Americans go to church regularly? 3 out of 10. 56% don't go at all. In 1920, John Dewey, the father of progressive education, declared, there is no God, there is no soul, no absolute moral code exists, and therefore man must adjust his ethical standards according to, oh, this is good, his own judgment, and every man is right in his own eyes, isn't he? Oh, my goodness, his words eerily echo those written earlier by people living in the darkest ages of Israel's history. Judges 17:6. In those days, there was no king. No, not in Israel. Every man did what was right in his own eyes. In the year I was born, 1947, it was Justice Hugo Black who erroneously interpreted Thomas Jefferson's letter, State Religion, assuring the Danbury Baptist Association that government would not institute a state religion. This erected that wall of separation between church and state that is purged Christianity from virtually all civil influence today. In 1962, the Supreme Court removed prayer and scripture from schools, stating that Bible reading in schools could cause some psychological damage to students. Next, the Ten Commandments were stripped out of the public square. Without evidence to convict us of God's presence, it's easy to ignore His commands, isn't it? My goodness, you have abortion, pornography, homosexual marriages, transgenderism. Everywhere you turn today, God is being diminished. Without our consent, of course, His very existence is being erased from our midst. America's greatest enemy does not lie outside of our borders. I've always said that. It's within our borders. America will be destroyed from within. Our complacency, rather than our commitment, is destroying the United States of America. And it's tempting when confronted by formidable and determined foes to retreat from battle. Let's get out of here. After all, what difference can you make? Just one person. For too long, God's people have not cared about our spiritual legacy. As Christians, we have a responsibility to reclaim our heritage, to reestablish the very foundations that God ordained. Earth. He commands that. out of each one of us. How you doing today? And if I may, let me share another thought on how the truth of the Word of God can set you free. Might be good to read Ephesians chapter 1 today. You know, we human beings are united in the desire for acceptance and appreciation. Generally speaking, we want our peers to express approval so that we can experience that kind of feeling of being accepted. You know, Christians know emotions are unreliable indicators of truth. Believers fall into this pattern of searching for some tangible approval, too. You know, I was listening to and I participated on the platform with a really brilliant mind in days gone by. This brother said this in the pulpit, and I've never forgotten it. Probably all the things that he's done in the ministry, and he had a radio and television ministry and wrote several books, and some of them are very deep. He made this comment, and I think maybe it's true. He said in all of his life's doing, allegedly for the Lord Jesus Christ, he's probably done only maybe a handful, 5 or 6 things exclusively for the Lord in his lifetime. What do you mean? Well, he was getting credit for things, and he was happy to do that. Rather than give it all to God, here, pat me on the back. Look what I've done for the Lord. You know, one of the most priceless possessions is God's acceptance of us as we are now. Thanks to Jesus, we own a full measure of God's grace today. The Father does not say, when you clean up your act, I'll accept you. Grace plus performance is not a workable solution in God's economy. If being a Spirit-filled believer meant achieving some kind of lofty standard of behavior on your own, we would all wear ourselves out trying that one out. Performance-based faith is a worldly idea. People alter their clothes and their habits and their finances and their all that stuff to gain acceptance from others. The only problem is that people who like your appearance today won't like it tomorrow. You know, it's true, you can't please everybody, but you can do this. You can please God by recognizing that He unconditionally accepts you as you are. We have all the status we need. We are children of Almighty God and ambassadors of Jesus Christ, living today in kingdom light. If we ignore our acceptance by God, then we're going to end up in a world's vain cycle of constant effort and activity as an attempt to earn the Lord's acknowledgement. You know, freedom and intimacy are rooted in His freely given acceptance. Instead of shielding ourselves from His judgment, we can bask in God's gracious love today. Isn't that a fantastic thought, my friend? So, are you there today, this Wednesday? Have you accepted Christ as Savior? The Bible says, for whosoever, that's you, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, my friend, get it together there. And if you are saved, then start acting and walking and talking like it. I often share the thoughts of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. If a man says he's saved, a woman says she's saved, hey, does not act like it, does not talk like it, does not walk like it, we ought not pamper that man's presumption. We need to get that person saved. Why not today? And finally, have you ever owned a bird? Mom used to love canaries. A frightened man goes to the Secret Service and says, my talking parrot has disappeared. Well, why'd you come here? He said, just go to the cops, ring your police. I will do that. I'm just here to tell you that I disagree with whatever the parrot says. What? Oh, boy. Hat Massey for another day. You've been listening to Hello World. I'm Greg Patton. Thanks so much for giving us a little bit of your time Monday through Friday right here. Join me on Facebook, Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. And that's the way it is Wednesday, March 27, 2024. You got it. I am Greg Patton. God bless. You have a great day, my friend.